This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, July 7th. I'm Patricia Naft. Several wildfires are remembered around this time of year. On July 4th, 1994, the Wake Fire ripped through an area outside of Paonia, destroying KVNF's antenna and three homes. KVNF's own Felix Belmont was one of those homeowners.
We'd had a very dry spell for the previous 2 months, very similar to the conditions existing today. On July 3rd, we had a very violent lightning storm. Investigation revealed, as I recall, that this lightning had actually struck a tree during that storm over on Sunshine Mesa. It smoldered until the wind started to come up and it burst into open flame, and that ignited the rest of the grass and trees on Sunshine Mesa, and that how it got started. Come July 4th, everybody's down on Grand Avenue for the 4th of July parade, as we do every year here in Paonia. Somewhere around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, me and my family went back up to my house, and we noticed that there was a fire, there was smoke and so on, over on Sunshine Mesa. Obviously a significant fire at that time, although it was at that time confined to a relatively small area. And I said, that's very unfortunate, but we've got nothing to worry about, because if the fire progresses, it will burn down to the Fire Mountain Canal, which is down in Runzel Gulch, and that will stop it. For quite a while, we didn't make any preparations to evacuate our house or grabbing stuff and so on. But about, 3:30 or so, a fairly sharp wind of maybe 30 miles per hour came up, and that fanned the fire. And the fire never did burn down to the Fire Mountain Canal. It just blew straight across Runzel Gulch to Stucker Mesa. Then we realized things were serious, and fortunately my daughter and son-in-law were visiting me, and I had three vehicles at that time. And so we started to load up the vehicles with the usual stuff. You grab your silverware, you're running around grabbing what you think is important. Well, my wife was at her bureau, I remember, and she was picking out some jewelry. I remember getting a chest of flatware, silverware. I remember getting my wife's portable sewing machine. You do stupid things. We didn't save any clothes. We literally had the clothes on our back. And the fire was getting worse because it was getting fairly close to our house. A couple of guys came barreling down my driveway. My driveway is about a half mile long. To this day, I don't know who they were. And they said, they're evacuating the Mesa. This is official. Everybody off the Mesa. So we quickly tried to put a few more things in the car, and I had a pickup truck and so on, and we took off. Just as we were leaving our house, the fire roared up from the edge of the Runzel Gulch, and it was within a very few feet of my house, and it was making a big noise because this wind had come up and really fanned the thing. Well, the next day, you couldn't go up there, and I think it was the second day. It was probably July 6th by that time. I got in my pickup truck, and I went over to Stucker Mesa Road, where it comes off the highway, and there was a guard there, and he said, you can't go up. And I said, look, I live up there, and I just want to go up for a little while to see what happened, if anything happened to my house. I don't know whether I conned him or schmoozed him or what, but he said, okay, don't tell anybody, but go ahead. So I drive up, and going through the woods before you get to my house, there were still trees burning and so on. I got down the driveway to my house, and all that is left is the foundation plus the stone chimney of our fireplace. My house was 100% burned. I had tapes, cassettes, of every one of my wife's broadcasts, and she was a DJ for 10 years, and I had a tape recording of all those. They were all burned. And I had, a personal collection of LPs, and naturally they were old. Some of them went back and so on. And I suppose you could in some antique record store somewhere find replacements. But I think of all the things that I personally lost, and it was right in my bottom bureau drawer, and I opened it for some reason and didn't see it because it was covered with some clothes or something. I had a very valuable 1853 antique pistol in perfect working order and so on. Of all the stuff that I lost, personal stuff, I regret that because that was totally irreplaceable, you know. But that's just a piece of trivia, you know. I mean, this whole thing is a collection of trivia, if you know what I mean, after the basic facts of the fire. And I think disasters like this tend to be made up when you come to recall them, made up of a bunch of trivia and so on. You may laugh at what I'm telling you, but your memories are a collection mainly of trivia. The point is, nobody got hurt. Nobody got hurt at all in the whole fire, residents or firefighters. And this was a serious fire because they sent over the fire jumpers and the paratroopers jumped out of planes. Some of them landed right on my property. And some of the guys that landed on my property were in the group that about 2 weeks later died in the fire over at Glenwood Springs. They were up fighting the fire and the thing turned around and they got trapped. And they were on a sort of a mountain and there was no way out. And that was a tragedy.
That was Felix Belmont talking about the 1994 Wake Fire. Yesterday was the 20th anniversary of the South Canyon Fire near Glenwood Springs that killed 14 firefighters on July 6, 1994. The fire overtook them as they fought the blaze on Storm King Mountain. U.S. Senator Mark Udall says Coloradans should never forget the men and women who died in that fire.
Those brave firefighters were overrun by that fire, and let's always keep them close in our hearts and our minds.
There was a memorial service in Glenwood Springs on Sunday to honor the men and women who were killed on Storm King Mountain 20 years ago. A week ago today was also the one-year anniversary of the Yarnell Hill fire that killed 19 firefighters in Arizona. Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.